Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We're continuing with a beautiful, beautiful sicha, new sicha from Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, which took place during the Purim Seuda in Tavshin Ayin Bet 4 years ago. And in this sicha, Rav Yaakov Meir might sound like he's repeating things. However, each time, each year, we really learned that the light of Purim shines in a manner and in a way which it never shone before. And dafka in this sicha, we chose this sicha, the 13th sicha in the book on Purim, because it's speaking about how chaverim, how a group of friends as a klal, get ready for Purim together. So it's my bracha, and give me a bracha back, that today's learning we really do implement immediately as a sicha's chaverim, as something that, just like when we speak about hardships and where are you sending your children to school, or what shul do you daven in, that these words really right now will very much be addressed in public and spoken amongst chaverim. So this is Sicha Yud Gimel, the 13th Sicha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Belikutei HaMoharan Simon Lamed Zayin Putech Bapasuk Dirshu Hashem Ve'uzo Bakshu Fanav Tamid. The 37th teaching in Likutei Moharan begins with Rabbi Nachman quoting the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem ve'uzo, seek out to God and His strength, Bakshu panav tamid, constantly ask for His face. Echad ma'yesodot shel anshei shlomeinu, one of the key fundamental approaches of the way that we, and he's saying in Breslov, approach life amongst chaverim, amongst friends, shedibru tamid b'neim, they always spoke to each other. Now this might seem like a very simple inyan. What's such a big chiddush that they spoke to each other? Do you know how many shuls, how many communities, people don't really talk to each other? I mean, like, for real. Not shalom aleichem, small talk. But that there's no real sicha between friends. He's saying in Breslov, this is a must. It was such a key part, not just of like being nice and being Adam l'chaveiro, but really like avodas Hashem. Gam hayta sichas beis hamidrash v'sicha michaver echad l'chaveiro. They were always speaking, whether it was in the beis midrash, whether they were taking a walk somewhere. The conversation was always litalech mitoch kisufim v'ratzonot l'Hashem yitbarach. People would speak about what they're longing for or what they wished they longed for when it came to spirituality. And they would discuss how much they wanted each of their actions to be coming from a place of longing to be close to Hashem. You know, it's very easy to tell someone all the greatest things you've ever done, but to come up to someone and tell them the bad things you did, Hashem Yirachim. Here he's not saying that. What it seems to me that this first paragraph is saying is that in Breslov they would speak about, people would speak about where they're at, what they're feeling, how much they wish they could want, how much they want to want, but that the really that they would speak about how much they're in pain or how much they're besimcha over where they're at regarding their ratzon. Regarding where they're at when it comes to how much they want something. Ritzonot bekisufim l'Hashem yitbarach be'ez matzav shelo nimtzayim. How much longing and desire there is to be close to Hashem in any situation they were found. Ve'ech she'anan anu mesubavim u'mesubachim. And they would speak to each other about how much they feel that they are such complex individuals, such complicated individuals. But if Yaakov Meir says, "Ein shum yudi sheyuchal litchamek meze," no Jew can avoid this. From what? Miratzonot bekisufim laHashem yitbarach, from longing and having a desire to be one with Hashem. Adarabe, haAdam hanimtza b'makom shafel v'namuch, a man who is in a very low and humiliating place, gam b'sheol tachtiot u'mitachtav. Even someone who is in the lowest place and even below the lowest place, but who mitzayet le'atzat Rabbeinu, but he takes the etzas that we've been learning from Rabbi Nachman, he listens to us, he obeys the orders, and he has ritzonot, and he has a longing to be close to Hashem, Azai hu ose mahapecha bechol ha'olamot. This is an important key phrase here. He does a mahapecha. He does a revolution. Bechol ha'olamot. Bechol, meaning in all the worlds. The worlds of the malachim, of the angels, maybe also the neshamas of people that aren't here anymore. He says, in all the worlds, sasim usmechim verokdim, they begin dancing and celebrating when they see that someone who has no reason to believe that anything can change for him, because he's in the lowest place possible, however, he tunes into the desire to be close to Hashem, this causes the greatest simcha in all worlds. Hakol za umizdazeh umitrumem lemala. Everything begins to shake and arise when a person decides to crown Hashem as king. Misheol tachtiyot zoek yudi labore. From the lowest depths, a yid screams to Hashem, Ani rotze liot davuk becha. I want to be close to you. I want to cling to you. I want to be close to you. Eini rotze liot menutak mimcha leolam vaed uliyot umlal shebeumlalim. I do not want to be disconnected from you eternally and be from amongst those who are completely umlal, miserable. Ani rotze sheye li bore olam. I want to have a bore olam, a creator of the world. Can you imagine walking around for a few minutes right now? You could pause this recording or right when we're finished learning and just walk around saying, Ani rotze li sheye li bore olam. Ani rotze sheye li bore olam. I want to have for myself a bore olam. Ah, it's kibbutz. What it would do for us, what it does to our neshamas, it just changes everything. Dear Shu Hashem ve'uzo bakshufanav tamid, ze retzonot v'kisufim. So he ends up here and he says, seeking out to Hashem, wanting Him and His strength, bakshufanav tamid, and always asking for Hashem, this is what it means, retzonot v'kisufim. This is what we want. This is what we truly long for. Zman rav kol kach holech lanu larik. So much of our time is spent for nothing. ואנו נמצאים בעולם כזה שהעבודה בו היא להמליך את הקדוש ברוך הוא על עולמו זה. We are in a world where our job in this world is to crown Hashem king over this world. However what? זמן כה רב הולך לריק. So much time gets pushed, spent with nothing. מה עושים איפה בזמן הריק הרב הזה? What do we do with so much empty time? If you think about it, take your last day today, this morning, this night, whenever you're listening to this, and truly ask yourself, without getting too hard on yourself and being mad at yourself for asking the following question, how much of today was spent on nothing? How much of yesterday was spent on nothing? So he says here, Rabbeinu Natan Lanu Etza Nifla'a. Rabbi Nachman gives us a wonderful piece of advice. Hitalech kol hayom birtzonot v'kisufim l'Hashem itbarach. Walk around all day long with longing and a desire for Hashem. Al titen. This is where this whole sicha came down during the poem Soda. He says, Al titen reshut la'amalek sheibalbel otcha. Do not give Amalek permission to confuse you, the yasitcha she'inan mesugal yirtzonot v'kisufim l'Hashem itbarach, and to come and convince you that you're truly incapable of truly having this desire and longing to be close to Hashem. So this is like, this might seem like something that he's been saying so often. However, there's something we have to really remember right now. You know, when a person goes to sleep at the end of the day, and he's restless, it's not because he has so much to do tomorrow, but it's that he really, today, there was so much he could have done that he didn't do. And that's usually the most confusing thing in the world. Many people go to sleep at night restless. They wake up restless. Where does it come from? Where's the anxiety from? So it's true, we live in a world that's always based on achievements and reaching goals, b'chule. But we see so many people that have achieved so many things and yet feel that there's still a tremendous hole in their heart. What's pshat? How could it be? Because so much of their time in between reaching the goal wasn't spent in longing for Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman says here, Amalek comes dafka then and there and shows you, you don't really know how to long for Hashem. But Rabbi Nachman says, but that's such a ridiculous statement because you don't have to know how to long. You just have to know that you can long and you should long and you should desire all day long. That's when this happens. This is truly the most incredible way of spending your time. And when this happens, one does not feel that he's wasting his time away. Be'ezrat Hashem, this inyan of feeling that my time is being spent with the holy privilege and opportunity of walking around and spending time longing to be close to Hashem should stop being a threatening moment. What do I mean by that? If I want to feel like I'm doing the right thing religiously, it's usually, I did shachris, I did do a seder and limud, I did these mitzvahs, I am sending my children to get the Jewish chinuch, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But part of the whole deal is, in between all the things that you need to do, is there still room in you that wants to say, but I still want more, I want to be close, I want to be close. What's so threatening about saying I want to be close? Does it mean you're not close? On the contrary, only someone who is truly close to Hashem feels and wants to be so much closer. This is what the wiping out of Amalek is all about. We should all be privileged to taste this coming Purim.